Penguin Audio presents The Grim Legacy by Pauly Shulman. Read for you by Julia Whalen. Chapter 1. I receive a gift and a summons. Snow fell hard, big sticky flakes that got under my coat collar where the top button was missing. The weather had delayed my subway, and I was worried I would be late for class. In front of school, a homeless woman was struggling with a shopping cart. A passing taxi sent out a freezing wave of gray slush, causing the woman and cart to topple over into the gutter. I had to help. Her hands were icy claws as I pulled her to her feet. She felt much lighter than she looked in her bulky rags. "Thank you," she said, shaking snow off the blanket that had covered her shoulders. Underneath, she wore a t-shirt stuffed with newspaper. And on her feet, to my horror, I saw sandals. The late bell was about to sound, but I couldn't abandon someone wearing sandals in the middle of a snowstorm, not when I had a spare pair of shoes with me. I helped her set the cart back on its wheels, then took my gym sneakers out of my bag. "Here," I said, "can you use these?" They probably wouldn't fit. I have embarrassingly large feet, but at least they would be better than sandals. The woman took them and turned them over, studying the soles. She held the right sneaker close to her face and peered inside, seeming to sniff it. The left she held to her ear like a telephone. At last, she looked at me. Her eyes were surprisingly bright, a pale, luminous gray like storm clouds. "Thanks," she said. "You want my socks, too?" "Probably not. They need to be washed." As soon as I'd said it, I realized it was a pretty insensitive thing to say. People with nowhere to live don't have much opportunity to do laundry. Probably they're used to dirty socks. "Thanks," said the woman again, starting to smell the socks, but evidently thinking better of it.
"Wait," she said, as I turned toward school.
She rummaged through the bags in the cart as the snow continued to tumble down and melt in my collar. I was getting impatient, but I waited till the woman found what she was looking for and held it out to me.
"Keep it safe."
Thanks. It was a number 2 pencil, the ordinary yellow kind with a pink eraser, like you use for the SATs. I put it in my book bag, pulled my scarf tighter, and turned toward the school door.
"Hurry, Elizabeth, you're late,"
said a grim voice. My social studies teacher, Mr. Mousekopf, was holding the door open for me. He was my favorite teacher, despite his intimidating sternness. The homeless woman gave him a little wave, and Mr. Mousekopf nodded back as the door swung shut behind us. I thanked him and hurried to my locker, hearing the late bell chime. The day went downhill from there. Ms. Sandoz made me play volleyball barefoot when she saw I didn't have my sneakers, and charming Sadie Kane and Jessica Farmer spent the period playing accidentally stomp on the new girl's toes. Then, in social studies, Mr. Mousekopf announced a research paper due right after New Year's, effectively eliminating the vacation.
"Choose wisely, Elizabeth," he said as he handed me the list of possible topics.
My stepsister Hannah called me that evening to ask me to mail her black lace top. She'd handed it down to me when she left for college, but with Hannah, gifts rarely stayed given for long. "What are you up to?" she asked. "Working on ideas for my social studies research paper, European History, with Mr. Mousekopf." "I remember Mousekopf. What a weirdo. Does he still..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?